I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Driving our listener Lindsay crazy. She goes out with this dude that her mom set her up with, and it went great. Date goes fine. And then he ghosts her, and she can't figure out why. And we have answers for her that we will give her in just 1 second. I want to mention this here. I will always believe this, and maybe naively, that the sliver of, or the amount of negativity and the amount of people that are a-holes is the sliver in society. I still believe that most people are really, really good, but I do know that, and I'm in media, I do know that I know what sells, like negativity, man. So we get into these narrow holes of just thinking the world is going to crap, but it's a sliver of the people that are real a-holes. And just a really brief example of some of the good ones. And this is just an example of one of these that I have received over the last week or so, probably a dozen of them. But I've been dumb enough to give out my phone number on the radio a few times. And listeners have put that in their phones. And from time to time, I will get text, right? And I get a random one this morning. I don't even know her name. And it just says, hi, just a weird random text from a stranger checking in, making sure you're okay. But wanted to also make sure you have plans for Thanksgiving. It's just so random. So let me answer both of those. Am I doing okay? Well, for a guy that has the realization that I'm going to grow old and die alone, I'm doing fine. For a guy that is now a quarter blind, I think I'm doing fine.
You're eighth blind.
An eighth?
Yeah, Cassie brought it up because you got two eyes.
Ah, that's right. I'm just an eighth blind. See, look.
See?
It just got, the day just got better. All right.
World's looking up. You can't see it,
right.
But it is.
And thank you, but I do have Thanksgiving plans. I'm going to be with my son in South America, and we're going to be having a great time. But I just wanted to, people are good.
They are.
People are good, and this is the time of year where we can feel it for a couple of weeks, and then come January, everybody sucks again, you think? But no, most people are good, and I will always believe that. One guy that's not good is this dude that bailed on Lindsay here. So Lindsay was just telling us that she can't figure it out. Her mom set her up on a date. She doesn't like the fact that the date went great because mom set her up. And then all of a sudden, this dude just goes away and there's been no contact. So he ghosted her. All right, Lindsay, our show director, Tommy, reached out to this dude and found out exactly why there has been no second date. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Tommy, all right. All you.
So I reached out to Toby. I explained our second date update and the fact that he had pretty much ghosted Lindsay, and we want to know why. And he replied. He said the date was all right. However, I wasn't exactly on that date for the usual reasons. My mom's been on my case for ages to meet someone new, and she wouldn't stop talking about setting me up with Lindsay. Honestly, the only reason I agreed was to get her off my back. I've actually got a girlfriend already. What? My mom's not her biggest fan, to put it mildly, so she keeps trying to match me up with other people.
Wow.
Wow.
My girlfriend and I thought if I went out with Lindsay just once, so his girlfriend was kind of in on it, my mom might finally chill with the matchmaking. I told my mom we didn't click, hoping that would end it. I really didn't mean to drag her into this drama of mine. I feel bad about it. She seems great and definitely deserves someone who's all in. Sorry for the mix-up and any confusion it caused.
I had to break it to Toby, but he just made it way worse because now he's given the hope to his mom that he's willing to say yes to date. So he, in her mind, she's probably thinking that he's like ready to get out of this relationship. But that's not the case at all. But poor Lindsay, I'm so sorry that you were collateral damage in all this.
Yeah, screw Toby. You're the one here. I think you nailed it. Total collateral damage. But the good news is it has nothing to do with you.
And you don't want to be a man who can't stand up to his mom.
Facts.
That's true. Or a man who's willing to go on dates if he's in a relationship. So,
right.
Hard pass all the way around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, this definitely sucks. But this is so not about you. This is about him and his mom. And he said you were great. And, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I just feel like he could have been honest from the start.
He could have, but you dodged a bullet. I mean, he's a grown man, and this is the way he decided to handle the situation. I am super shocked that he has a girlfriend that went along with it, too. But
I know. Yeah. That is all
right.
I would never guess that something like that would happen. Like, that's so weird.
Let's chew on that one for a second.
Yeah, so if the guy I'm dating comes to me and says, hey, my mom doesn't like you, and she really wants me to break up with you, but I need to go on this date to get her off my back, you cool with that? I'm not cool with any of it.
Oh, hell no.
No, how could you be?
I think it's kind of devious on the girlfriend's part because it obviously ended horribly, and now Toby's never going to let his mom live it down, and now she's got to get all this crap from her son that she was trying to get off the girlfriend's back. So, you know what? I think really the girlfriend's the true winner out of all this.
It's layered. All right, Lindsay, but it's not about you, so you got that going for you, right?
Right. Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.